Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor that will be assisting your account. May I have your name, please?
Joyce Hester.
Okay, give me just a second to get that account pulled up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, could you confirm your address for me, please?
You want my physical address or my post office box?
The physical address, please.
107 Emerald Drive, Tuscumbia, Alabama.
All right, thank you. Okay, it looks like a sweepstakes offer was completed back on the 15th of April for the mixer. Where you pay the shipping costs for the mixer, it does automatically enroll the account into Bites Hub, and that is a meal planning app that you can download for your mobile device. Do you remember completing the sweepstakes offer?
No, but what is $59?
$59.89, that's the monthly subscription for Bites Hub.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude to you. I know it's not your fault, but I have not paid $59 for a subscription to anything.
Do you remember completing that sweepstakes offer for the KitchenAid mixer and paying the shipping of $5?
No, ma'am. You mean they charged me $5 that I don't know about?
That would have been billed on the 15th.
Okay, would it just come out $5 or in this $59.95?
It's a separate charge.
Okay.
That's what
I'll have to go back.
I'm
driving right now, but I'll go back and look at my account for that because I didn't do that either.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and file a fraud investigation. I do have an IP address here where the order originated. What I do is have to get this information sent over to your local authorities, being that your card information and your address was used for a fraudulent charge.
Okay.
All right, and they'll definitely prosecute whomever placed this information in your name. And I just need your consent to send your information over so they can get that investigation started for you.
Yes, ma'am. I want to know when you're going to reverse my money back. I've not received nothing. I haven't bought anything. I want my money back today.
Okay. Well, it's not going
to. Say what now? Hello?
And I'm sorry.
Hello?
Being that you're. Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. Being that you're stating that these charges are fraudulent, we do have to proceed with doing an investigation first before we can do any refunds.
Oh, that's fine, but I want my money back. And
okay.
I can go through my own credit union to file an investigation. This is exactly why I'm talking to you, because they told me to call you first. If you don't do anything about it, they are.
Okay. Well, again, they'll do the same process as us. Again, pending an investigation, that's when they'll decide whether or not they'll issue the refund for the charge. They do have
to confirm. Okay, so how does all this happen? When will I know?
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and send your information off. It does take 3 to 5 business days.
And so I was charged $59 for a subscription to what?
Bites Hub, and it's a meal planning app. The information was sent to the email that we have on file. It's hestersue43@gmail.com.
That's my email address. A meal planning. Okay, say what? Say that again.
Okay, so the way that this account originated, there was
tell me what was $59.95.
Yes, ma'am. Originally, when a survey was completed, you were taken
what
to a
$59.95? What am I paying? What kind of subscription was I supposed to be paying for?
It's a meal plan app that you download.
A meal plan app that I download?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you do with that?
And with a meal plan app, it has a fitness community, also has workout tutorials, recipe guides that you can follow. It shows you how to use real food to boost energy and also cut sugar and carb cravings from your diet.
So is this a recurring charge?
Yes, ma'am. It would have been a recurring charge.
Oh, no. I did not do that. So go ahead with your little investigation and let me know what I need to do, please.
Okay. Well, give me just a second. I will get all your information sent over. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And just to let you know, I am still here, okay?
Okay, thank you. And you fix that where they did not take any more money out of my account. Did you hear me?
Ma'am?
I said you fix that where they do not take any more money out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. The account was already canceled.
When was it canceled?
When you spoke with the previous agent before being transferred to me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can you confirm the last four digits of the card that was billed?
I can. I don't have it with me.
Okay.
Unless it's a, I've got, what was it, 4948?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. See, right, on Friday, I ordered something from Belk. What date was that? And what's the shady part about it is I ordered something for Belk online. So when I went out there and I was looking at the end of it, it had it like $10 more than what it should have been. So I went out, I went back in and ordered again. It had the same thing. And so I called the 800 number and the lady said, well, it's showing this amount, which was $10 less. And I said, well, it's not on my account. And I said, well, you know, she said, well, give me your credit card number. And she said, give me the last three digits on the back of your card. And I said, I almost did. And I said, no, that's okay. I'll just run over there and get what I need. So I went out and I went back in and the correct amount was on there. So I don't know. Let me see what Friday's date was. So that's a lot of what makes me upset about it. And another thing is I didn't order anything from no daggum meal app. So I don't know if that had something to do with it when I ordered that from Belk and they were trying to get my credit card number or what. Are you there? Guess not.
Yes, no, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was typing in the midst of you talking. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Okay, and I did get everything submitted for you. Pending that investigation, it does, again, take 3 to 5 business days. Depending on the outcome, they'll refund that charge for you. I do have a confirmation number if you'd like to write it down confirming that your account was canceled.
Okay, and also, so just suppose I did order this. Where is, okay, you said, so it's something I need to go in and download? How am I going to download it if I don't have it to download?
Well, it was sent to you.
I mean,
all of the
right
information
there
was sent
says
to the
email. Hey, what now?
All that information was sent to your email.
No, ma'am. I hadn't got anything from my email in my email.
Okay.
I'll
well,
give
you stated that it was a fraudulent account.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, you said that it was a fraudulent account, so we did send everything over. Again, pending the investigation of the outcome, they'll refund the charge for you.
What is the confirmation number?
It will be 920-579-383.
Okay, so like I said, I mean, that shows it's fraudulent. I have nothing in my email telling me to download anything.
Okay, well, again, they'll
I would have already called by now because I didn't know.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
How am I going to know if this is taken care of or not?
Your local authorities will reach out to you.
Okay, so y'all aren't going to send me anything about it?
No, ma'am. We sent your information over to your local authorities to do an investigation, being that you're claiming fraud.
Okay, so
at this
who
point,
did you send
out of
it
our
to?
Hands.
Who did you send it to so that I can contact them?
Okay, and again, the local authorities will reach out to you if they need any additional information. I cannot provide you the information that was sent over.
You're crazy. Why can't you? It's my information. How can you send them my information, my credit card number, and you can't tell me who you sent it to? You
no, ma'am, the information that I sent was the IP address of where this order was processed. So that way they can investigate who placed the order using your information. I cannot provide you with that information that I sent.
So you can't tell me who you sent that to?
It was sent
Are
to your local
sure?
authorities in your county, ma'am.
Okay, what county was it? You can tell me the county. You don't have to tell me the person. You can tell me the county.
It's going to be in your local area, ma'am.
Who? Yeah. Okay, so tell me who you sent it to. I know my local area. I want to know if
you
know
my local
area.
Okay, you can reach out to someone in your local area, and they will be glad to.
Where in my local area? Where do I go to?
I cannot provide you with that information for security.
Do I just look up in the air and say, local area, come to me?
Okay. Well, again,
I mean, that's crazy.
Again,
I need to know who you sent this to, so I will know how to contact them to find out what's going on.
Okay, if you don't see a refund,
and that's not asking too much. I mean, it's my information. You send it to someone. I want to know who you sent it to.
Again, Ms. Hester, your information was sent to your local authorities for you.
Okay. Who? The police department, the county sheriff's department, a lawyer, a doctor,
you can contact your local police
a medicine
department
nurse, or what?
You can contact your local police department.
But you don't know where that is, really, do you?
Ma'am, I just send the information over via the email that's sent to me. I cannot provide you with that information. Once they conclude that investigation, if you don't see a refund, I'd advise you to contact your bank or your financial institution, or you can also contact your local authorities.
Okay, so are you going to send me an email about this conversation so I can have record of it, please?
I gave you the confirmation number of the account. Being that you said that you did not receive an email from my company, I cannot say that you'll receive an email because you said you didn't receive the original.
So what is the name of your company that I need to look for on my email?
It's going to be Bites Hub, and that's BitesHub.
Bites Hub.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is PrimeGadgets.com, which is on the charge on my bank account?
That is what's called a merchant ID.
That's what?
That is what's called a merchant ID. We do sell multiple online services, so that's the billing, what it falls under. If you need any additional information about that, your bank can explain to you what a merchant ID is.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is, but I need to know where you sent my information, and I need your name.
My name is Shaney. It's Shaney.
And do you have, like, an extension?
No, I don't have a direct extension.
Okay, so if they need to get back in touch with you, just call this number?
Mm-hmm. And you can provide them with the cancellation number, and someone can pull up your account. Your account has been notated with all of the information.
Okay, so you are refusing. Yeah, turn it on. You are refusing to send the information to me where you sent it.
What do you mean, send you the information?
Where you sent my information.
I cannot do that for security purposes.
So you are refusing to send me my information that you sent to someone up in the air?
I did not send any information other than the IP address that was used to make this account.
So if you send an IP address, how do they know what they're investigating?
Because they have a way of tracking
them. Let me say that. If you send just an IP address, how do they know what they're doing?
Because with the IP
address. If you don't give them the information.
And I don't have to. With an IP address, it already has everything listed in there. An IP address holds the address, the location, and also what type of device was used to make an order. They can easily
How are they going to know what they're looking for on the IP address if you don't tell them what this case is about?
It's a fraud case. All we have to do is send over fraud with the IP address. They can move forward from there.
Okay, so they could just go look on there on the IP address and they just pick one out and say, oh, this is fraud. How do they know to look up
an IP address, an IP address is like a fingerprint.
I know what an IP address is. I mean, you're not understanding what I'm asking you. How do they know what they're looking for?
And I don't know how to explain
that to
you because
they're
not with the investigation.
They're going to look up the IP address, and when they get the IP address up, there's going to be a list of things. How do they know which one to choose from that we're trying to see if it's fraud or not?
And I'm not with that service, Ms. Hester, so I can't answer that for you.
This is crazy. You just emailed
my,
or
my
sent,
job here, Ms. Hester,
just
is
sent over. You sent over it. You sent over an IP address, and don't even give them information what they need to be looking for, right?
They already know what they're looking for. You claiming
how
fraud?
Do they know? How do they know if you don't tell them?
This is the fraud department, Ms. Hester. Anytime we send over the accounts, they automatically know it's fraud.
So my local police already knows it, that they can pull up my IP address and that they're looking for something that you have sent over there for them, but it's not a, you hadn't sent them what? You didn't tell them what it was.
That's the same way as if your bank was to do an investigation for you. And again, you can contact your bank and they can advise you
about
the fraud.
If my bank sent information, if my bank sends information over to you, they're going to tell you my name. They're going to tell you why they're sending this over. They're going to tell you why they want you to investigate this.
And also, when the bank does a fraud investigation, Ms. Hester, they don't disclose to you where they're sending your information to.
I didn't ask you that. Okay. Yeah, I did ask you that earlier.
You did.
Now I'm asking you. Now you. You said that you just sent the IP address.
Correct.
You didn't say
you said that your account
was
fraudulent.
You didn't send any information about why you were sending the IP address. You just get on the computer and click an IP address and then just, buy. You don't tell them why you're sending it.
There is a specific form that I had to fill out for you, Ms. Hester, as far as you claiming fraud. There's
information
that we missed on
your account. Which it had my name and my information on there.
It has your name, the address.